Okay. Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf Kaf Gimel, daf 23. We left off at the bottom of 22b. Today's class should be for the refuah. Shalom al v'lachalim, v'chlalam, chamdam, rachav, v'adam, 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 Okay, we left off at the bottom of 22b, Kaf Bet Amud Bet. We are about 10 lines from the bottom. Mishtabeach le Rava, le Rav Nachman, be Rav Sechora. Rava was praising a very big rabbi named Rav Sechora, the Adam Gadolu, saying that he's a very great man. Amar lo, so Rav Nachman told him, Rav Nachman told him, "Kashi yavo liyadcha haviyo liyadi. When he comes to you, bring him to me. Let me see how great he really is." So havalein nidra limishra. This Rav Sechora, he came. He had a neder that he made that he needed to annul. He needed to annul his neder. So atala kamida Rav Nachman. He came in front of Rav Nachman. Amarlein nadart adata deachi. Rav Nachman asked him, "Did you make a neder having this in mind, meaning this was your real intention?" So amarlein in. He said, "Yes, that was my real intention." This is the story you mentioned a little while ago. Hadatad achi, again, he said, you made this neder on this mindset, meaning, are you sure you made such a neder? He answered again, in, yes, I made such a neder, that was my intention. So the Gemara says, kama zimnin. He did this a couple times. He kept asking him, he kept answering him, yes, that was my intention. So ikpid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman got upset with him, he got angry. Why did he get angry? So the Mefaresh, actually over here, the Mefaresh stops being Mefaresh, and now we have a new Mefaresh on the pages, Rabbeinu Gershom. So Rabbeinu Gershom comes in. Does he come in over here? Yeah. Rabbeinu Gershom comes in and he says that the reason why he got upset is because he couldn't find him an entrance for Charata, Petach for Charata, because he didn't regret it. He wouldn't say that, this wasn't my intention. He kept saying, yes, this is my intention. So Rabbeinu Nachman got upset with him. I can't open up his neder. So what happened? Amar lei zila kilach. He said, go back home. There's nothing to do with you. We can't help you. So Nafak Rav Sechora. So he went out and he actually opened up in his own neder. How so? So he was doresh the following. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says the following. Let me know if this sounds familiar. What is a proper path that a person should take? Where is this? Pirkavot, very good. Pirkavot. So what does the Pirkavot say? Kol shi tiferet le'osea v'tiferet lo min ha'adam. Anything that is glory for the people doing it, v'tiferet lo min adam, and glory for the person from other men, from other people. So over here, what is he being doresh? V'hashta de'ikpid Rav Nachman. Now that Rav Nachman got angry, adata de'achi lo nadre. I didn't make such a neder. I didn't make a neder in order for other people to get upset, for other people to get angry. And so therefore, v'shara l'nafshei. And that's how he was able to annul his own neder, by saying that my neder was not on the basis that somebody would get angry, that the big rabbi like Rav Nachman would get angry, and so therefore, I'm allowed to annul my neder on that basis.
Some say he didn't do it for himself, he just gave the petah for the other person, now Nachman, he has a basis Nachman. To do it for him.
Okay. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, havalei nidra. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe had a neder, le mishra, that he needed to get annulled. Atel la kamayu de rabbanan, he came in front of the rabbis. So the rabbis asked him, "Amri le, nadart adata de'achi? Did you make a neder on this with this intention, with this in mind?" Amar in, he said, "Yes." Adata de'achi, again, you had this in mind. Again, he said, "In kama zimnin." Multiple times he did this. Behavu mitzta'arei rabbanan mishimsha letula mitula leshimsha. And the rabbis were getting upset, so they're walking back and forth from the sun to the shade, from the shade to the sun. They were, you know, when somebody had this, when he's panicking, a lot of times he storms from back and forth, back and forth. So they were going back and forth trying to figure out a way to open up this person's neder. So at the next few lines we skip, the Rosh, the Girsa of the Rosh skips it.
Pesach,
exactly. Okay, so Amar Le, so that was pretty much the end of that part. So then the Gemara comes to say, Amar Le Botnit Bereid Rabba Shaul Ben Botnit. Botnit, the son of Abba Shaul, who is the son of Botnit, He said, "Min nadart adata demitzare rabbanan mitulah l'shimsha mishimsha l'tulah." Did you make a neder with in mind that the rabbis would be having to pace back and forth from the sun to the shade, from shade to the sun, trying to figure out a way for you? You caused them like suffering. Is that really what your mind was when you made such a neder? Amar lo. He said, "No, that wasn't my intention." Visharya and so therefore he was able to annul his neder on that basis that he didn't have that in mind.
So you can always find a petach.
Nachon. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi havalei nidra lemishra. Rabbi Shmuel had a neder that needed to be opened. Okay, we're on the middle of 23a. Atel kamayu derabanan. He came in front of the rabbis. Amrulei, they said to him, "Nedart adata deachi." Did you make a neder with this in mind, with this intention? Amar lehu. In yes, I made that neder. Nedata adata deachi. They asked him again, "Did you make a neder with this intention?" Amar lehu. In he said, "Yes." Kama zibnin. Again, this is the third story that's happened multiple times. Kevan de Chaza, the Hahu Katsra de Mitzare Rabbanan. Once this, there was this koves, this Katsra, this launderer. He saw that the rabbis were getting upset. They were getting upset that they couldn't solve the problem. They couldn't annul.
Because you shorten the clothes. That's why it's called Katsra.
Yeah, exactly. So he couldn't. The rabbis couldn't answer the neder. They couldn't solve his neder problem. So they were getting upset. So he saw this. What did he do? Machye. He took the sprinkler of the from his own work, from his own laundering, and he went and he hit the guy. So Amar, he said, "Adata de macheli katsra lo nadre." The guy said, "I didn't make a neder with in mind that somebody would have came and hit me, that I would have upset the rabbis and I would have gotten hidden for it." So therefore, v'sharia l'nafshei, he was able to open up his neder and annul his neder. These are three stories. Okay, interesting. Amar le Rav Acha mi Difti le Ravina. Rav Acha from Difti says to Ravina, "Hai noladu." He says, "That's nolad. What's nolad?"
Something new.
Okay, very good. So, and what's the problem with nolad? He says, "De lo masik adate de machele katsra." We would never have thought that some guy would have come and hit him, right? That was never on his mind. And we know v'tanina. We learned. In potchin lo bin nolad, we're not allowed to open up a nether for a person with something that's called nolad. What's nolad? Nolad is something that was unexpected, something that happens that was unexpected. There's no way you could have expected that to have happened when you made your nether. So that's nolad. It's something new, right?
You're not allowed to.
So nolad. You're not able to open up a nether based on something like that. That's basis. Unexpected.
Right?
Okay, that's the question. So this is nolad. So Gemara says, "Amar le, hai lav noladu." That's not nolad. That's not something new. The shechiche apikore the mitzari rabbanan. It's actually common that these apikorsim they're
mufkarim.
Yeah, people who are hefker. The people they cause suffering to the rabbis. They like to ask them questions on type of things like that and piss off the rabbis essentially. And so things like that are very commonly happening. It's not unexpected for something like that to happen. Okay.
It's not a new
one. So next time somebody bought something, someone
have not changed.
It's called stump the rabbi.
Yes, next time somebody tries to piss off the rabbi, you know what you gotta do? Take him out. Okay? Devitu de Abaye, I'm just joking. The wife of Abaye, Havala Hahi Berta, they had a daughter, Hu Amar Lekrivai, right, from a previous marriage. Hu Amar Lekrivai, the Abaye wanted the daughter to marry his relative. Hi Amara Lekrivan, she wanted Abaye's daughter, the mother wanted her daughter to marry her relatives. Sounds very Persian. Amar la titzera hanati alach. So the Abaye said to his wife, "You should become forbidden to benefit from me if I avart adatai umitzvad la lekrivach. If you go, you violate what I say, and you marry off our daughter to your relative, so you become asur to benefit from me." What a technique!
How does she have that authority? It's his daughter. Probably she doesn't have that authority.
Well,
he's alive.
Is it daughter from another marriage?
It was her daughter. Her daughter. Yeah. Azlat ve'avart al da'ate. She went and said, "No way, I'm going to marry her for my relatives." Ve'inseva lekriva. She married her off, their daughter, to her own relatives. Atale kamed Rav Yosef. Now they came in front of Rav Yosef. Amar le. So Rav Yosef said to him, "Abaye, ilu havad yadad da'avart al da'atach, uminseva lekriva." If you would have known that she would have violated what you said and married off your daughter to somebody, to one of her relatives, mi adarta, would you have taken such a neder? Amar lo, he said no. Visharya Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef permitted him on that basis, that he didn't have that in mind. A very interesting question over here is, that makes no sense. He took a neder saying that if she violates my words and goes and marries off my daughter to her relative, then she will become a sort of benefit for me. How can you open up her nether by saying you didn't have in mind at the time that you made the nether that she was going to violate your words? Yes, you did. That's why you took the nether.
He was trying to put pressure on her.
That's what the nether is. You opened up his nether with the nether that he took. So how can you do such a thing? I don't know. It's a good question. So I guess the answer is probably the following, that he didn't actually, like we said earlier, there's something called Nidre Zeruzin. It's not exactly a Nidre Zeruzin here, but he's trying to scare her not to do it.
Didn't mean it.
Exactly. So therefore, you can open it up. So then I'm going to ask this question. Umi Sharek Yagavna, is it permitted to do in such a way? Meaning, would a person be... annulled, his nether would be annulled in such a way. In the Gemara says yes, we have a Braita. The Braita comes to support what we're saying. There was a story with a person, Shahidir et ishto, she took a nether from his wife, not to benefit. Oh, sorry, Mila Alot Laregel, not to go up to Eretz Yisrael for the holidays. Ve'avra al da'ato, and she violated what he said, Baruch Hashem. Ve'alta Laregel, and she went up for the holidays. Ubali fnei Rabbi Yosei, and he came in front of Rabbi Yosei, Amar lo, and Rabbi Yosei told him, "V'ilu hayita yodea she'overet al da'atcha." If you would have known that, she would have violated what you said. Ve'ola la'regel, and she would have went up to Eretz Yisrael for the holidays. Klum hadarta, would you have taken such a neder? Amar lo, and he said to her, "Lo, I would not have taken such a neder." Ve'hitiro Rabbi Yosei, and Rabbi Yosei on that basis permitted her. I don't know why Rabbi would take such a neder to not allow his wife to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Why would somebody do that? I don't know. Leave you with a question. Okay, new Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, new Mishnah. Even if a person wants to take a nether from his friend, from him eating from the friend, Yomar lo, he should say to him, Kol neder shani atid lidor hu batel. All netters that I'm about to, that I will in the future take should be nullified. As long as I remember this condition at the time of my nether. So what does that mean? Look at the Mefarad. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Haomer lo konam she'enata ne'aneli. If somebody takes a nether that the friend cannot benefit from him. Im lo tochal imi. If you don't eat from me. Hainu nami nidre zeruzin. This is the same thing as a nether zeruzin. We're trying to motivate the person. Shaino madiro ela kadele zeruzo shiuchalimo. You're just trying to scare him so that he comes to eat with you. Yomar kol nether shani atid lidor yeh batel. So he has to say that all nethers that I will take in the future will be batel. It's only just to motivate the guy to come and eat with me. That's the point.
Don't be saying in kol nidre that anything that we make.
So we're gonna get to the halacha today. Gemara. The kevan de amar. Once the person says, "Kol neder shani atid lidor," any neder that I will in the future take upon myself, yebatel should be nullified. Lo shamale vil ate beade. The guy is not going to listen to him, and he's not going to come into his house. Meaning, you're saying to the guy, "I'm making a neder that you cannot benefit from me if you don't eat with me." But by the way, all of my neders don't really count. Do you think the guy's going to listen? The guy's not going to come and eat with you. He knows that your neders are fake. So why would he come? So the Gemara flipping the Amud, the Gemara says, "Chasuri mechsera v'achi ketane." No, we are missing something, and really, this is what was meant to be stated. Harotzeh sheochal etzlo chavero, misarev bo. If somebody wants his friend to eat by him, and the friend doesn't want to eat by him, and he's trying to convince him, umadiro nidrei zeruzinu, and somebody takes a neder in that situation, that's called a nidrei zeruzin, a neder of zeruzin. That you're just trying to motivate the person, but it's not a real neder. V'harotz, and a second part, v'harotzeh shelo yitkayimu nedarav. If somebody wants that his nether should not be fulfilled, should not take effect the whole year, what should he do? Ya'amod b'Rosh Hashanah. He has to get up on Rosh Hashanah. This is what we do. Ve'yomar. And he says, Kol nether shani atid lidor. Any nether that I will take this year. Right, this is what we say on Hataran Nedarim. Ye batel. It should be nullified. Uvilvaj yez zachur b'shat ha'neder. As long as you remember that condition when you made such a nether.
But we usually say, except for a nether that we make, Shachincha, Tanit.
Oh, okay, yes, those are different. But essentially, what the Gemara is saying over here is that when you make that Hatara Nedarim, that works, that none of your nethers take effect, only if when you made a nether, you remembered your condition from Hatara Nedarim. Okay, but let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, that doesn't make sense. Is Zachor, if you remember your nether, your condition that you made at Hatara Nedarim, let's say, for example, I remember Rosh Hashanah, and then the next day, I made a nether. And I remember that I had that condition yesterday. I made the nether anyway. What am I showing? So he says, "Is zachur akira letana'e." You're basically uprooting the condition that you made yesterday on Rosh Hashanah. V'kayem la'linidre. And you're fulfilling the nether. Meaning, if you remember your condition, you're violating the condition. You're going against the condition. So you're saying that the condition is batel, that all of your neder should be batel. That doesn't count anymore, and my neder should be fulfilled. So the Gemara fixes what it said. Amar Rabbi Tane, it should teach uvilvad shelo yehe zachur bishat neder. As long as you don't remember your condition at the time of the neder, meaning, as long as when you make a neder or when you take something upon yourself, you made a neder, you don't remember that condition that you made on Rosh Hashanah of Hatara Nedarim, then your neder would not take effect. Right? Because all of your neders are batel from Rosh Hashanah. Rava Amar, Rava says a different answer. Le'olam kedamrina me'ikara. Really, the halakha is like we said originally. And what was that? That it's if you remember the condition. Hachaba ma'askina, what are we dealing with here? Kegon shehitna be'Rosh Hashanah. A person made a condition on Rosh Hashanah. Ve'lo yada bama hitna. And he does not know, he does not remember what condition specifically he made his neder, his conditioning on. Right? The Rabbeinu Gershom says, Kol neder shani atid lidor v'ayah yodea bishat hatnai devarim shu ragil lidor bahen. He made a neder. He made a condition that all neders that I'll make this year, and he remembers all the things that he commonly makes a neder about, they should be batel. And that was what his condition was on. But he doesn't remember when he makes this later neder, he doesn't remember what the condition was on. Was it not to eat certain types of meat? Was it not to do that? He doesn't remember what it was for. So from the fact that he doesn't remember, so v'lo yada mema yitna v'hashta kan nadar. Now, later on in the year, he's making a neder. Is zachor bishata neder? If he remembers at the time of his neder, ve'amar al data rishonan, you know there, and he says on my first basis, on my Rosh Hashanah basis, I am making this neder. Nidare leit be mamasha. His neder has no mamashut, has no effect. Why? Because he's saying I remember the condition that I made on Rosh Hashanah, and I'm uprooting my neder from now, so my neder doesn't count. But if he says lo amar al data rishonan, you know there, if he does not say I'm doing this on the basis of my first tonight, my first condition that I made on Rosh Hashanah, akrei l'tanae, he's now uprooting that condition, and what he's doing is kiyem l'nidrei, he's fulfilling his neder. So this is a different answer. He's essentially saying he made a condition on Rosh Hashanah, said not to make specific types of neders. That was what is in his mind that's commonly made, and he doesn't remember what the conditions that he made were. He just remembers he made this condition. So if it says al dat harishona on that first basis, then the neder doesn't count. But if he does not say on that first basis, the neder would count. Rav Huna bar Chinana savar lemidreshe bepirka. Rav Huna thought, let me go out and teach this in public, in the shiur. What teach what? So the Mefarish explains, teach that you can do hatara nedarim. You can do this thing where you say the whole year, my neder will be batel, my nedarim will be batel. So this is what he wanted to do. Amar le Rava. Rava told him, Tanna kam mastim la satume. The Tanna of our Mishnah is keeping it very, very, concealed, secret, not so clear to read it from. If you try to read our Mishnah, you will never understand what exactly he's saying, that you can do this hatara from the beginning of the year, that all of your neders will be batel. And you want to go out and announce it in public? Why did the Tana keep it in secret? Kalut Rosh Bnei Darim, so that people do not accustom themselves very lightheadedly with lightheadedness in neders. People would not take upon themselves neders for no reason. And you're trying to go and make a derasha about this. So how does that? Why would you do such a thing? And that's how that story ends. We'll stop there. We'll do a quick. Okay. So we'll do a very quick halakha maaseh. What is the halakha with regards to hatara nedarim? Person went on Rosh Hashanah. He made his hatara nedarim. He said all neders this year should be batel. Okay. Later in the year, he goes and makes a neder. Does it matter if he remembered his tanai or not? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that if a person does not remember the tanai, I'll just give you halakha ma'aseh. He says stam ve'yesh, but he says we have to be choshesh to the yesh omrim. And what's the yesh omrim? That a person needs to remember his tanai, his condition, at the time of his neder. Meaning, if you make a neder in the middle of the year, and you don't remember your Rosh Hashanah tanai that you made, that all your neder should be batel, your neder will take effect. We are choshesh that your neder takes effect. So you have to remember your condition of Rosh Hashanah anytime you make a neder, and then your neder will not take effect. You can think to yourself, right now I'm making this neder, and you have in mind that I remember my hatara, my condition that I made on Rosh Hashanah, and the neder will not really take effect. But let's do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. So we started on the Amud Bet. We started with a couple stories of people who we opened up their neders on a basis of something that was so unexpected. And essentially the question came out, part number two was, why isn't this nolad? And the Gemara explained that, I mean, that last story wasn't nolad, because it's very common that you have hefker people, you know, these apikorsim, and they come and try to bother the rabbis, and people will go and hit the person if that's the case. So that's common. Then you had another topic from our Mishnah, which was another type of nidre zeruzin, which is a neder, you try to motivate somebody to do something, but it's not a real neder. And essentially we got into the topic for the remainder of the Amud Bet of Hataran Nidarim, of when a person can go back to his condition and rely on that Rosh Hashanah. And we explain that halacha is, we are choshesh to the opinion that says you need to remember your condition of Rosh Hashanah at the time that you make your neder for it not to take effect. If you don't remember Rosh Hashanah, the condition that you made when you make your neder throughout the year, your neder automatically takes effect. Okay? Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Ve'amen.